With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Attorney General Pam Bondi is testifying today before the House Judiciary Committee, Republicans emphasizing the harms caused when local law enforcement fails to partner with federal immigration enforcement officers. During that House hearing, Jim Jordan said Pam Bondi has reversed the Biden Justice Department's missteps.
What a difference a year makes. Under Attorney General Bondi, the DOJ has returned to its core missions, upholding the rule of law, going after the bad guys, and keeping Americans safe.
The White House is cheering this morning's jobs report, with U.S. employers adding a surprisingly strong 130,000 jobs last month. Senior White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says the numbers vindicate the president's tariff policies and defy the mistaken predictions of many of his detractors.
We just saw one of the best jobs reports you've ever seen, outperforming the estimates of 76 out of 78 economists polled by Bloomberg, giving us, let's go through it, the best labor force participation that we've had since 2001, the lowest share of federal government employees that are working.
Pro-family Virginians gathered at the state capitol, Richmond, yesterday to warn that new progressive state lawmakers are sidelining parents from obstructing parental input on explicit school content to inject more sexual ideology.
Seth Wolf's son was suspended for voicing surprise when a biological girl entered and videoed a boy's school locker room in Loudoun.
Legislators continue to vote down common sense bills that would protect our children. Parents are not asking for much but basic safeguards. We're asking for bathroom privacy. We're asking for transparency on school policies and an end of pushing radical gender ideology on kids without parents' consent or knowledge.
The bathroom privacy bills were defeated. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
The robots have created a religion all their own, as Michael Harrington explains.
Several of them, actually. Last month, a social media platform called Moltbook was launched specifically for artificial intelligence programs to meet and talk. Humans can observe, but they can't post or interact. One of the first things the AI programs did when they started to visit the platform was collaborate on the establishment of some new religions. Critics fear that actual human beings might start following these religions in the near future. Michael Harrington reporting.
Another attack on Christians in Nigeria. Local officials say gunmen killed three villagers and abducted 11 people, including a clergyman, during a pre-dawn attack in the north this week. The gunmen attacked the pastor's residence in Kaduna State in the early morning hours. The incident is the latest in a decades-long cycle of violence that has surged in the conflict-battered northern part of Nigeria. Muslim terrorists abducted more than 150 Christians from three churches. This is SRN News. And now here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
America's employers added a surprisingly strong 130,000 jobs last month. The January jobs report came late because of the government shutdown. Among the early movers on Wall Street, Mattel. Shares of the toy maker fell more than 26% after it closed out a rough year by missing Wall Street sales and profit targets. Mattel's disappointing results come just a day after rival Hasbro saw its shares climb more than 7% after topping analyst expectations for profit and revenue. Mobile stock trading platform Robinhood Market slid 7.8% after it hit profit targets but fell short on analyst revenue expectations as cryptocurrency trading volumes fell sharply. Ford Motor Company rose 1.7% after it missed profit targets but beat revenue forecasts. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.